The upheaval in Egypt comes nearly a month after Tunisia overthrew its autocratic ruler. While it may take months, even years, for Tunisia to build a functioning democracy, many Tunisians are already enjoying new freedoms. Eleanor Beardsley introduces us now to two people who both marvel at what a difference just a few weeks can make.
Tunisian entrepreneur Amel Jourtila said things began to change as soon as autocratic ruler Zain El Abidine Ben Ali's plane lifted off from Tunisian soil, taking him into exile in Saudi Arabia.
So we start to speak and we criticize him, and I had a feeling of freedom that day, like something just, you know, it's a fantastic feeling.
Today, Jourtila sits in her small office with a big smile on her face. There's an empty space with a picture hook on the wall above her computer. That's where the obligatory portrait of President Ben Ali used to hang.
We wanted to break that picture, and then we said, no, we will not break it. We're gonna go all outside, we're gonna burn it, and give a message to the new government. We don't want to have any president picture in the future.
Jourtila says the corruption and fear of Ben Ali's dictatorship was interwoven with a stifling bureaucracy. It was a sort of vicious circle, she says, and no one could escape it. If you made any profits at all, they were taken away in taxes and government fees, says Jourtila, who managed three small companies. She says she had to bribe port authorities if she wanted her shipments to clear in a matter of days and not weeks. And she says the president and his family monopolized almost every business sector. Those who competed with them were often driven into bankruptcy.
The port was their private company. The port is not a port. It's them who manage the airport. You cannot describe it. It's bigger than your imagination. They are everywhere, in every single sector.
Across town, 33-year-old criminal lawyer Najet Arghi opens the door to her office. She says her profession is undergoing its own revolution because under Ben Ali, there was no independent judiciary.
Ben Ali's government told judges how they should decide cases and how they should work. Judges would get a phone call, and if they refused orders, there would be repercussions.
Both of these women say just 1 month ago they would have been deathly afraid to speak with me for fear that I was a spy. People everywhere on the streets of Tunisia's capital say they are exhilarated to be able to speak freely for the first time. But the biggest difference now, I'm told, are the happy and hopeful expressions on people's faces.
You are in my new showroom. Furniture showroom.
Businesswoman Amel Jourtila shows off her collection of ergonomic, recyclable office furniture. She says she wants to introduce Tunisian businesses to the green concept. This latest shipment of furniture arrived at the port in mid-January, in the middle of the revolution.
Then when the port was open again and I wanted to clear it out, I knew that I had to pay to speed up the job. So I was thinking, I pay, I don't pay. People died for this. I shouldn't encourage them anymore. And then I said, I will not do it.
So Jourtila told port authorities they had the legal documents to clear the shipment normally, and that if it was held up, they would have to explain why.
So I put them in front of their responsibility. And in this situation, they were scared. And I got my container out after 3 days, which is a very, very good sign for me that things are changing.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.